Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
He said, he'll handle your enemy. He said, vengeance is mine. God knows stuff you don't know and can do stuff you can't do. And they won't put him in jail. They won't put God in jail. Saying God is real. Oh, yes, he's real. He's real and he's alive. Amen. He's your heavenly Father. Come on, somebody. But let's go quickly. So this love which deliberately by an act of the will, your will, chooses an object and loves regardless. That's what marriage is. Now, all right, let's go back, because we're talking about marriage. Then marriage says, he that findeth a wife findeth, well, who's looking? I said, who's looking? Who's looking? The man is looking. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So God is telling him to look. God said, I'm going to give you a wife. That's right. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. All right, so when you look at that, well, hey, what about the women? No, she's to be found. So she positions herself, amen, to submit yourself to your husband, even as unto the Lord. See, your power is in submission and response. You're a responder. See, you the way you want to be treated, you respond to it. When you feel it, sense it, or hear it, you respond to it. And see, the interesting thing about it is, for the woman, intimacy is communication. Intimacy is communication. The first need of intimacy for the woman is talking and not sex. Amen. You probably need to tell your date that. You ever heard that? You need to tell your date that. Say, brother, let me explain something to you. Amen. When you call me and we go on a date and we talking. I'm listening. You listening. It's intimacy to her. Amen. There's some people you shouldn't talk to. Amen. There's some people you shouldn't talk to. Woman, you had a God who you talk to, who you listen to. Remember going on. Getting, all right. It has little to do. Now, this agape has little to do with emotions. It has little to do with emotions, as the will is the primary factor. The will, your will. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you will to be married, you will to be taken care of, this is not, agape love is not emotionally driven. Now, the man agapes the woman. He agapes her. She responds to him. Are you with me? And so, this has to do with the will and not the emotions. And so, what occurs is, His view of the woman, the wife to be the woman, wife, etc. He findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and then he's looking with the eyes of love, not lust and not emotions. Man, I just get this feeling every time I see her. I just get this feeling that ain't agape love. That's your flesh. That's your emotions. That's right. Amen. Just because you like long hair, that's what that'll do to you. Are you like pretty eyes or a beautiful smile, whatever it is, your turn on, That ain't agape. You emotionally driven now. Agape steps back. It's looking deeper. It hears more. It sees more. You see it with the eyes of God. See, this is where God comes into the picture. Okay, how is it that Abraham can send another man to pick a wife for his son? You ever look at that? How is it that Abraham can have another man go somewhere and find a wife for his son? Because God in the process. God in the process. That woman watered that camel, and she watered several of them. Amen. He's like, she the one. She the one. Because he knew Abraham's son was going to be a great man. He was going to inherit things. She got the right attitude. She got the right mindset. In other words, she has that submitted thing already. Power. See, submitting to one guy is different from submitting to another guy. I'm not saying have two guys. I'm saying he's different from another person. He brings a demand, a guy who's going somewhere. He's going somewhere with his life. He's doing something with his life. He requires a different kind of submission than a guy that is not going nowhere and not going to do anything with his life. Amen. He doesn't know what he's going to do. So, hey, baby, listen, I'll help you and be a helpmate if I just knew what you were going to do. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do, baby. You're not the one. Let's go on. Anyway, amen, praise God. All right, so in the case, love is an energy at work. So is hate, so is anger, so is resentment. All right? Completely indestructible. It lasts. While phileo, which is the friendship love, due to emotion, because it's based on emotion. When emotions change, phileo changes, and it passes away. It won't last. Love never thinks of itself. It is from within and not from without. Your relationship with God is from inside. It's not outside in. Pretty hair, that's outside in. Flashing eyes, that's outside in. You know, flashing eyes, you know, but not all other external stuff, that's all well and good. That's well and good. But you're talking about permanent lasting thing. Can you say amen? And this is from a man's standpoint to understand that finds a wife, finds a good thing. Matter of fact, women's styles, et cetera, women's styles and what they go after, it's been designed by someone to prepare her to attract the man. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Somebody's studying what man looking for in the flesh and putting it in the design of the clothes, the cosmetics, the hairstyle, et cetera, to make it look sexy. Why? Because his second driven need is sex. But it's not yours. Amen. Why put the bait out there to get what you don't want? Wait a minute. Back that up. You lost me on that, Pastor. You lost me on that. Put the bait out to get what I want. Right. You don't want to try to catch fish that just want sex. If that's not what you want, don't bait that. Don't put that kind of bait on the fish hook, on the line. Don't be looking all sexy for him. Amen. You'll send him the wrong picture. And then you want to try to switch. When actually you deceived him. You really ain't sexy. What do you mean I really ain't sexy? That means you really ain't that much, and you're not as interested in sex as you look. Well, hey, well, when did the sexy part kick in then, man of God? Pastor, when did the, once y'all married, the prize for him, when he done measured up, come on, somebody. It ain't for them guys at school and at work and all. It ain't for them. You know, I'm talking about the look. The look. All those fashion they selling you on buy this dress, buy this, put it this length, that length, buy these shoes, this hair, this whatever, ever, ever, ever. Well, I'm going to be looking good going, Pastor. No, The one you looking good for, he can see through all that. He don't need all that. He can, by a meek and quiet spirit, he can tell when he's talking to you. You know, I just had to call you back, baby. It's just something about talking to you, you know. Amen. When he's moving toward the conversation of what's intimacy to you, he's moving in the right direction. Come on, somebody. To build a friendship. Let me go on. I didn't mean to cover all of that. Am I helping somebody? This is all the marriage seminar stuff. This is marriage 2020. Faith for marriage. Faith for marriage. Well, I don't know, Pastor. I don't know. Nowadays, the guy, nowadays. Listen, God know all the days. I'm telling you. He know all the men, all the days till earth end. Well, I don't know. Guys don't like. You don't want guys. You want God. You don't want but one handsome millionaire. That's all you want. You don't want all the rest of them. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You don't have to have a money chaser. He can just, you'll know. The qualities that he has, you'll know. Because, see, you're getting off the track on what the world's selling you. The world's trying to sell you on this the guy to get right here. No, let God show it. He'll tell you the guy because he made you. Let me go on. Anyway, know God's example. What he commended his love. God did commended his love, proved, exhibited, established his love for us when he sent Jesus. While we were yet sinners, we covered that. Christ died for us, Romans 5:6. Now, let me close with this. What happens is, we mentioned this list. We covered this list of things that I would call them, you know, just husband, love your wife her way, and some of them were criticisms, etc., of that the wife had, things that the husband needed to do. And I'm going to give you a couple of them. It was like get rid of habits that annoy her, be gentle and thoughtful to her relatives, do not compare her relatives with yours in a negative way, thank her for things she had done without expecting anything in return, help straighten up the house before mealtime. Take care of the kids before dinner. Learn to enjoy what she enjoys. Now, this is a list of 100 things. See, these little things are built. This, all of this gets built upon this foundation of the right man. The man that, in other words, the man that understands this, he can adjust. He will adjust to the correction. But if you're fussing and fighting over this stuff right here, the love not in there. See, love has the power to make the adjustment. Love will say, "Oh, okay, no problem. I'll get it right." He's not going to get in a fight over this stuff because he's loving at a high level. And that's why I have to bring this to the men. When the man's loving at a high level, his ability to put up with your shortcomings or what you're not doing and what's different with him and all that, he could handle all of that. So when you hear it, you're like, "Oh, so that's what he wants." And then but without the love of God, these adjustments, people will push back. They'll push back. You see how you're changing your life for God? And you didn't even like it. You didn't love God. You didn't even like it. And look at all the stuff you're doing now, how you changing, how you adjusting. You praying for other people, doing stuff, going places, doing stuff, amen, and that God is speaking to your heart. You found in the Bible. You've done a 360, and you never even seen God. And God, because of his love for you, you responded. You're constantly responding, like you hear now with marriage. So this is to cause your life to be better because you have this responding. Whether you're a man or a woman, you've seen the difference between the male and the female, amen, to respond. Because this list is different. This list gets certain women and men want a lot of different little things going on in their home. And certain things bother them. Certain people are such that people get picky over different picky things. But they're serious about it. It's picky to you, but it's not picky to them. And so this list says, well, hey, can you be pleased to anybody? Yep, you have that love of God. So, no problem, baby, got that. You want me to keep the kids? Why you ain't just tell me? I got that. So, but without that, You're going to be in the flesh. Your emotions will take over, and the changes won't get made. And these changes, we've got like a list of 100 of them. And it'll take some time as the Spirit of God give you revelation on things you can do to make your relationship better. That, I'm talking to married people now. It's things you can do to transform your marriage. It's like, wow, like encouraging your wife at least once a day, twice a day, all kind of little things. You write them and you begin to do them. And then certain things a wife is able to do to encourage her husband or submit to her husband in a different way, a lot of little things, amen. But you have to give thought to it because the two of you are a power team. It's a lot you're able to do. But you get to listening to your girlfriend and TV and the housewives of Massachusetts and all this stuff. All this stuff gets in your spirit and you don't know what to do. So here, this list, and we covered it. Be sensitive to other people. And so I'm going to cover the rest of this list on Wednesday. And that way it'll be documented. Let her take a bubble bath while you do the dishes. I ain't doing no dishes. What? She taking a bubble bath. You do the dishes. What's hard about that? I don't know, man. I ain't the kind of guy to be doing no dishes. What kind of guy is that? Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You can't give yourself to them dishes while she get a much-needed bubble bath? Yeah, she could have bubble bath while I was going to work. No, stupid. You need to wake up. Amen. And help your wife. Defend her to others. Prefer her over others. Don't be bragging about other women to her. Including your mama. You know, women will be jealous of your mama just like you will be jealous of God. Yeah. Baby, you know it. You know, God just awesome. He want to hear you talk about that about him. But you know, the Lord, Shamba. Oh, the Lord. He want to hear all that for him. So don't be, he not there yet. I'm talking about you already in the relationship. You already married with him. You know, he got a little bit of the two S's going on, stubborn and stupid. You got to help him. You the one married him. Lord told you that he wasn't the one. You went on anyway. Talking about he got a good job. God said, yeah, he'll give you the money till you get money. But I'm just kidding. But my point is you have to know how to walk. Because you're making changes. People get set in their ways. And they won't change for you. But God knew how to get them to change. He know how to get them to change. I don't want to miss this one, Pastor. There are plenty more. There's more fish in the sea. I'm not talking to single people now. Amen. And the Lord was speaking about doing like a teaching for the dating, for people dating. People start out wrong. They buy the wrong lie, and the lie grows. And they end up in bondage. It's bondage to, I won't go there. That's another whole thing altogether. So, but God is so good. Amen. I got to stop right here. We'll pick up. We got to finish Wednesday. I have the rest of this list for you. This list of loving your wife her way. It's written to the man. Loving your wife her way. And see, remember, men are not women. They really don't know what you want. They know some things you like, but there's some things they don't know. And many times they won't know what really offends you, you know. Ask her, is she jealous of anyone? You be bringing up somebody's name and you get all smiling and everything every time you bring their name up. And she know, why you all excited every time their name come up? Yeah. You know, and she'll be jealous of that. Well, you yeah, is anybody you jealous of? Yeah, I need you to talk about me the way you be talking about her. Well, we just co-workers. We just work. I hear that. Your co-worker cook for you? You better recognize. Now I'm just, I just had to get this. I had to get this on tape. You better recognize. Amen. So it's just some wisdom in the victory. But the bottom line is the love of God. Get in the love of God, because to do some of the things that you will do in making the change, it's going to require an act of your will. You may not feel like it. You might even be pushing back. You know, I don't care what the pastor say about that. I don't care about that. Go on, say what you want to say. If you say, if you can hear the voice of God, it won't be difficult, because your change or transmission, it won't be emotionally driven. You don't have to wait on your emotions to catch up with these new orders. You're in the military, they give you some orders. They don't care how you feel about them. They say, you better be moving within the next minute, is what they say. But see, now, God's not like that. So it may take you a minute to digest some things, talking to the men, and the changes that you have to make, because you agape the woman, that love of God, the way God loved us. So you God will give you time to digest it, and then even when you act on it and make the change, you don't have to feel like it, but you will see the results. You will see the result. The result, oh my God, look at this, right? You'll be happy and just joyful about the results that they bring. You don't have to feel like doing it, but do it. You got to do it. So remember, the agape love doesn't require your emotions to participate. You write down a list of things you're going to say to her, some new things. You don't have to be emotional about them. Just say them. Say them. She needs to hear them. They're not for you. They're for her. Amen. It's like you get ready to eat a meal and the person cook and say, well, I'm not hungry. I don't need you to be hungry. I just need you to cook. I'm hungry. That went by you. So, see, she has needs. When you act and supply those needs, they are fulfilling to her. You don't have to feel like doing it. Do it, though. Because this is, because of the love. See, the love has you to participate and function without emotion, without. You wait on people to feel like it, the devil come in the house and tear everybody's feelings up. You won't feel like speaking. Well, can't you say good morning? I saw you. I saw you. It's all kind of stuff, amen. But let the church say amen. I got to stop. I'm having too much fun. But anyway, God is so good. And I've got another 50 points on this list. And then to cover it, I hope you took some good notes, because remember, this is only day in and day out. When you marry, you're only married every day. When you wake up and you look at, oh, it's you again. You still here? Yeah, she's still here. You still here. So, and every day is some different things. And I'm not talking about if you got kids and all. So, a lot of people are looking right now to know how to work through this. It's some changes you got to make in your own life. If you save, I didn't read that. I'll read it Wednesday. You have the agape love. You need to grow in it. You need to start practicing doing things of love where nobody can give you nothing back, where they're not coming back. Everything can't be based on what you get back. If that's how you operate, that's not the love of God at all. Find somebody to just be a blessing to them. Somebody you know can't help you. You know they don't have nothing to give you, but all they can do is you can just give them. Say, that's what I want to bless you. And then start with your wife. Amen. That's right. See, that's supposed to be knowing. You're supposed to know that going into the marriage, going into the relationship. Amen. And so, here again, guys will do that in the dating process. When they get married, they're like, that's it. Okay, babe, all right, that's it. That's it. Gotta get me some other stuff, some other things to do. So now, gotta stay with that all the way. Have you been blessed? Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for it. Thank you for your time and your attention. And we trust those that joined us, amen, will this has been a blessing to your life. We gave you the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. And then we'll pick up and go over on the, in 1 John chapter 4, talking about the love of God. Because marriage is made for saved people. But there are people who are not saved. They can get saved, and they can turn it all around. They can turn around. And here again, I had a question about this. Women in the church. Women in the church. They're women. Go to church. Amen. And it had to do with women's definition of intimacy and their design for intimacy. Can you say amen? See, men can... Lord have mercy, what a revelation. What you find in church as a woman, the man can find at the ball game. He can find it at the park playing ball. When you look at where your need for spiritual intimacy, how important it is, intimacy, which is communication, then spirituality is around there around number three for you. He can get that going to the ball game, going to the bar. He can go to the bar and get friendship. What was that movie? Cheers. We'll go where everybody know your name. Yeah. What are you telling guys to go to the bar, Pastor? No, I'm preaching to them. They in the bar. They already going. They hanging out. They got places they go on a regular, and there's a bunch of other hardheads in there. Hardheads. I don't spend my time hanging with a bunch of hardheads. Everywhere you go, a bunch of guys. When you go outgrow the boys, you better get you a potential wife or somebody, amen. Guys need to grow out of there. When they get about 17, 16, they need to start understanding what girls for. I mean the real right way to really understand. I mean, they have sisters and don't know. And they need to hear from a spiritual view. Hey, here's what God got in mind. God ready to use you right now. But you need a proper perspective. Proper perspective, proper respect, proper understanding. This stuff not hard to understand. Come on, somebody. Amen. So in any case, and it's good to give it to them. So a lot of guys, they 50, they still hanging with the guys. They still trying to find a group of guys to hang with. Yeah. You got a wife, man. Come on. When I became a man, I put away childish things. When I was a child, I think as a child, spoke as a child. Man, you got bills to pay and things to do. You ain't got time to sit around talking to no guys. Especially when they ain't doing nothing with their life. Amen. You went with them to the Lord. Amen. So, but what I'm saying is, they don't naturally gravitate to a spiritual environment, whereas women will. Women will gravitate to a spiritual environment because of the words, the word of God, etc. We love and appreciate you. Those out there, you're not saved, you're not giving life to Jesus, amen, I trust you've been blessed. If you're not saved, pray this prayer with me and say, Jesus, I believe that you're God's son, you died for my sins, you're buried, raised from the dead on the third day, according to the scripture. Come into my heart, be my Savior and my Lord. I receive you, Jesus, not by feelings, but by faith. I am born again now. I believe you have come in. I'm not lost anymore. Jesus, you're a faithful high priest. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost according to the word of God and the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, I believe, I receive. I'm saved and I'm empowered. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.